वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 16 द लॉर्ड्स ऑपुलेंस टेक्स्ट 40 तेजश्री कीर्तिर ऐश्वर्यम् हरिस्त्याग सौभगं भगा वीर्यं तितिक्षा विज्ञानं यत्र यत्र स मेंशक तेजश्री कीर्तिरैश्वर्यं हरिस्त्याग सौभगं भगा वीर्यं तितिक्षा विज्ञानं यत्र यत्र स मेंशक तेजश्री कीर्तिरैश्वर्यं हरिस्त्याग सौभगं भगा वीर्यं तितिक्षा विज्ञानं यत्र यत्र स मेंशक। Matajis. Word by word meaning Teja, power, Shri, beautiful, valuable things, Kirti, fame, Aishwaryam, opulence, Re, humility, Tyaga, renunciation, saubhagam, that which pleases the mind and senses, bhaga, good fortune, viryam, strength, titiksha, tolerance, vijnanam, spiritual knowledge, yatra yatra, wherever, sa, this, me, my, aṁshaka, expansion. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: whatever power, beauty, fame, opulence, humility, renunciation, mental pleasure, fortune, strength, tolerance, or spiritual knowledge there may be, is simply an expansion of my opulence. Purport: although the Lord is stated in the previous verse that His opulences are innumerable, the Lord here gives a specific resume and demonstration of His opulences. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurabhakturanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I would like to seek blessings of Rukmini Mataji, disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I had seen Mataji in the Hare Krishna World movie, isn't it? Yadavara Prabhu had made that documentary. After that, I am seeing now. And of course, last week also, Mataji gave a very wonderful Bhagavatam class. Srila Prabhupada's stories and examples, and very interactive. So it was very wonderful. Thank you, Mataji. Please give the blessings to speak. So in this verse, we can see that Lord Krishna he had given so many of His opulences in His previous verses. And in this verse, Krishna is just summarized. He has given some important qualities of His own. Power, beauty, fame, opulence, humility, renunciation, mental pleasure, fortune, strength, tolerance, or spiritual knowledge. So he has just summarized that these are my essential qualities. And of course, if we start discussing on each and every quality, it will be a separate class in itself. We can go for hours and hours and discuss. Pure devotees especially, they can discuss these qualities of Lord Krishna for many, many hours. And here we can see that Uddhava's queries, Krishna is answering, Krishna is explaining how he can see Krishna in his various manifestation, various qualities. Because after this talk, Krishna was going to disappear from this material world. And Uddhava had to remain in this material world. And Krishna had given this kind of great responsibility to Uddhava to carry on that message. And he knew that in the future he is going to meet Vidura, and Vidura was on the pilgrimage. And sometime he will meet, and Krishna had given that message also that to Vidura, that when he meets him, just tell him that I was remembering him. So later on, Uddhava meets Vidura, and when Vidura hears that, he starts crying because Krishna had remembered him before leaving. Vidura missed so much. So these verses of this chapter are quite similar to the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining various of his opulences to Arjuna in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And at the end of 10th chapter, Lord Krishna, in the same mood, he explains that athava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekaanshena stita jagat. That what is the use of understanding all this, my detailed knowledge? With the single fragment of my, I pervade the entire universe. So Krishna, he is explaining that how one can see Krishna in his various manifestation. And even if we hear the verses from Bhagavad Gita or this chapter, we will realize that Krishna has covered almost everything. He has not left anything untouched which is not Krishna. Or if we analyze, if we see, the material world itself is a manifestation of Krishna. Krishna says that Bhumi Rapo Analo Vayu, this is my Bhinna Prakruti Rashtada. So in one sense, everything is Krishna. But again Krishna tells, yes, it is there, but still I am different. In 9th chapter also he explains that Mayatyatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktam murti mastani sarvabhutani na chaham teshu avasat. That in my unmanifested form, I pervade everywhere. Na cha mastani bhutani pasham yogam aishwaram, pashame yogam aishwaram, that although I have created everything, but still I am different from this material manifestation. And this is pashame yogam aishwaram. He is saying that just behold my mystic opulence. So it is so wonderful that Krishna has given everything, but at the same time he is not affected. He is different from this material manifestation. And to clarify this, kind of sometimes we may get doubt. Okay, how everything is Krishna, but how Krishna is different? And there are different philosophers, those who will tell that ultimately everything is Krishna and you are also Krishna. So there are so many misconceptions also may come. And Lord also knows that this kind of things may happen. And therefore he sends his empowered devotees in different sampradayas to make things more clear. And even in this line of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we can see that Madhvacharya came, and at that time there was so much of monism. Everything is one. That kind of philosophy was so much prevalent. And at that time Madhvacharya came to establish Dvaitavad. To explain that it is not just one, but there is a difference. The living entity is different from the Supreme Lord. It cannot become one with God after liberation. In fact, when we hear from the pure devotees, those who have understood the truth, we can actually understand how these inconceivable things are possible. When I was like in the very beginning had come to the moment, that time I was hearing the lectures of Isolinus Radhanath Maharaj, and I was from the science background, so I was trying to relate everything from that side. She was mentioning that there are no two leaves of the same tree are same. Although there are so many leaves in a tree, but if you see the leaves, they are all different. They are different from each other. No two snowflakes are same. There are so many snowflakes, and sometimes it rains also, snowing. But scientists have observed that there is a different structure even at that level. So it is not same, everything is not one. There is always difference. And we can see that even now in ISKCON culture, we see that Srila Prabhupada has established this kind of system that every day there should be recitation of Bhagavatam class. And every temple in ISKCON, this system is going on every day in the morning. There is a discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given so many elaborate purports and explanations. So even two devotees, they may give Bhagavatam class on the same verse, it will be different. Two Bhagavatam classes are not same. Or sometimes the same devotee may speak on the same verse, same class, but still it will be different. I may try to repeat the same class, but next time I repeat, it will be something different. So it cannot be equal. So therefore we can get the glimpse from these verses, this understanding that Lord Krishna, he tells that I have entered into almost each and every atom as super soul. So if I say that each and every atom is different, then it will be a big challenge to the material scientists, because they will think that, oh, how two atoms are different. But from our understanding, we can know that Krishna's expansions are also different. Even he may enter into each and every atom, soul, he manifests, he gives that reciprocation to each and every soul according to our desire and consciousness. So therefore, when we tune our consciousness to understand Krishna, then we will start saying little by little. Otherwise, if our eyes are covered with material vision, then although Krishna is directly manifest in front of our eyes, we will not be able to see. Therefore, Krishna is repeating so many times that, look at this, west of this I am this, amongst trees I am this, among mountains I am this. So the purpose is to see Krishna ultimately, in his material manifestation, in his various opulences. And that should make us humble. Otherwise, if we think that why Krishna has all these opulences and why not I, then we will never see Krishna. When we develop that attitude that yes, Krishna is manifesting so wonderfully, Krishna is allowing him to manifest in front of our eyes in the form of deity form, devotees, they decorate Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, so we can actually see Krishna. Krishna is standing there, Gopinath is standing. So when we see with that vision, we will actually see Krishna. But if our eyes are covered with anarthas, then we will not see Krishna. So therefore, we need to practice. Srila Prabhupada, in this parampara, he has given the process, which is a perfect process. And it begins with hearing. When we hear attentively, then we will realize, yes, Krishna is present in his holy name. He has made himself available so easily. As soon as we chant the holy name, he is present. So therefore we need to develop the proper attitude for chanting. And therefore our acharya has given lot of rules and regulations to improve our chanting. One should be attentively chant, one should not commit offenses. And in today's world, we have to add some more maybe rules, that we should not check the mobile while chanting. Because it's a big distraction. When we are connected with directly with Krishna, why we need to get connected with some other material world? Ideally we should keep the mobile somewhere else when we are chanting. Otherwise we are not attentive, we are not respecting the holy name. So Because Krishna is not different from his Lord. That is the sadhana bhakti. You do not have that attachment for chanting the holy name. You are not developed, we are not reached to that level that we continuously chant and tears are coming from our eyes. The pure devotees, when they chant, the tears are coming from their eyes. They are so much into high level. So, the same process, it is the same process. It is not that there was some different mantra for elevated souls, they are chanting something different, and for us there is some different mantra. It is the same Maha Mantra which is given to everyone. And it has the same potency. And we need to allow that transformation to happen in our lives. Otherwise the time will just pass and we will realize after some years that, oh, nothing has changed. My heart has not changed. I am just chanting mechanically, but nothing has changed. So therefore, we need to take the process very seriously. One nice person from Varkari Sampradaya, I am in touch with those devotees, and he was telling that he follows the that parampara of Varkaris and Tukaram Maharaj and all. So few days before he had come, and he was mentioning that one of the abhangas of Tukaram Maharaj, he gave the meaning. What is the meaning of that abhanga? He said that Tukaram Maharaj was saying, singing in his bhajans, that now I have become tired of telling. I have become tired of telling the same messages again and again. But the hearts of these people are not changing. What can I do? I am telling the same thing again and again, but the people, those who are around him, they are not, there is no change happening. But of course, that is the mood actually. He was telling that I have exhausted all my energy now. I am telling so many hours, I am saying, but nothing is happening. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is not artificially we can impose upon somebody that, okay, you have to become Krishna conscious, you chant, you change the dress, you change the ashram, come move to the temple, or whatever, become vanaprastha sannyas. It is not the external. It is more the internal. How much internally we want Lord Krishna to be in our lives. Krishna is already in our life. Because without that we will not be in this moment. Sometime we might have prayed to Lord Krishna. Krishna has heard our prayers. He has brought to this moment. In the wonderful association, in this wonderful parampara, Srila Prabhupada's books, his disciples, temples. But still we feel that it is not sufficient. So unfortunate. There is still some pinprick. Okay, I should get this. I should get that position, that power. So that means we are not appreciating what Lord Krishna has given. So many of his opulences are manifested in our lives. Krishna is giving us that opportunity to practice. But if we do not see that positively, then we may miss that. So therefore, when we are more positive, we can see what Lord Krishna has given to us. He has given everything. Every day we get to eat prasad. We don't have to go around struggling for basic needs. So therefore, Krishna's opulences are already manifested in our lives. He has shared so many of his opulences. He's just allowing, okay, you take this, you practice. But what is our responsibility? Srila Prabhupada, by his own example, he showed that he was staying in Vrindavan in his old age. And he could have said that now I become old and now I can't do much. I will just sit here and do my bhajan. And whatever books I have written here, I will try my best to distribute. But Srila Prabhupada, even at that age, he took up that difficult journey. And we can see that how much difficult it was. On the journey itself was difficult at that age. He didn't have money. And he left Vrindavan. Because that was Guru's order was more important. By serving Guru's order, one can realize the deepest truth of Krishna consciousness. So there will be some struggle. It will not be easy. There will be some tapasya, austerity while following the instructions of Guru. Sometimes one may get praise, fame, or sometimes one may not get at all. So no, people will neglect, they will not listen. But Srila Prabhupada took that austerity and he went in the Western world where he had not gone earlier in his life. It was not that he had earlier visited America and now he knew about what is the culture and all. It was a completely different setup for him. Different people, different types of lifestyles there. And at the time, America had declared war against Vietnam and most of the youths were drafted to fight. And so many of them, they had become hippies. Such challenging situation. But still Srila Prabhupada did not give up. And we can see that he wrote these books in the night on a small dictaphone machine. And now these books are very easily available. So we can see that how this Srila Prabhupada's desire to give the message and to broadcast this message, to glorify the Supreme Lord, his opulences, and how Lord Krishna also reciprocated with him. Because Lord Srila Prabhupada wanted to make Krishna famous, automatically Krishna made Srila Prabhupada also famous. Otherwise, how it is possible that one person goes in the West and starts an international society even at that age? So many sadhus they go, so many God men in America at that time, every day they would see that every day there is some God coming to America. Anybody goes there and says that I am God, and you know, some people start following that. Prabhupada told them that I have not come here to cheat you. I have come here to give the highest message, the greatest message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada had that kind of ardent desire. Tremendous purity he had. He did not go there to get some money. He knew that the real cause of the problem in the society is lack of Krishna consciousness. He realized that. He knew that. And if people become Krishna conscious, then all the problems in this material world will be solved. And we can see that within that short time, Srila Prabhupada almost created a spiritual renaissance. It had almost like dying, the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was so powerful. But after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's disappearance, there was so much of slack for so many decades almost. 1936 to 1966, 30 years of big slack. There was some preaching happening, but it was not that prominent. So we can see that how Srila Prabhupada took that big mission, big challenge, and he has made it so easily available. And because of that we are here. We can read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, understand how, what is the culture, what is the parampara of this movement. And we should realize that this is our great fortune. That we are able to actually understand what is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. They had come 500 years before, and that was their mission, to give the love of Godhead to all people without any discrimination. Because Kali Yuga is a very difficult age. All the good qualities are vanishing. And as the time is increasing, Kali Yuga is increasing more and more, we can see that how people are actually getting distracted by so many Maya's weapons. Weapons of distractions, it is said. That distractions, everywhere there are distractions. And so in this Kali Yuga, it is such a difficult age. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they came and they have made it so easily available. And within few days we will celebrate Lord Nityananda's appearance day. Lord Nityananda was not different from Lord Balaram. Shachi Shuta Hoile Si, Balaram Hoile Nitai. That Lord Chaitanya was Shachi, Brajendra Nandana Si, Shachi Shuta Hoile Si, Balaram Hoile Nitai. Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Krishna and Balaram, they had come, they were had that mission of killing demons. Because there were so many demons, they had to kill them. That was their mission. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda came, they were forgiving everyone. They did not kill anyone. They were so merciful. Nityananda was so merciful. It is said that he appeared in Ekachakra in the district of Bengal, Radhadesh. His parents were Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And Nityananda was the eldest son of Hadai Pandit. And because of his wonderful qualities and characteristics, everyone was attached to Lord Nityananda. And even in his childhood, he would play the pastimes of Lord Krishna. All his friends and Lord Nityananda, they would enact the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, stories from Bhagavatam. And there are so many pastimes of his childhood that they would enact that there are assembly of demigods and earth, somebody becomes earth, prays to the demigods that, oh, there is a disturbance now, please save. And all of them, they go to some shore of banks of the river, and one of them says that, okay, I'm going to take birth in Mathura. Then another time they would enact that there is some jail and Lord Krishna is taking birth. Somebody carries Lord Krishna to Gokul, Vrindavan. And then they exchange Yoga Maya, Mahamaya with Krishna. And in this way, Lord Nityananda would play the pastimes. Every day they would enact those pastimes. And the neighborhood, all the neighbors and parents of other children also, they would be so attached to Lord Nityananda that they would in fact send their children to play with him. Otherwise, the parents are very careful. Okay, how much time the children are playing? They want their child to come back. But here, because of the wonderful qualities of Lord Nityananda, they would send their children to play with him. And even the parents of Lord Nityananda, they were so attached to him. They would not leave him alone. Every time they would be always, even they may be going out, they would be always looking behind whether Nityananda is at home, he is safe. They were so much attached to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda also covered himself with the power of the illusory energy. Nobody could understand that he is Lord Balaram, incarnation of Lakshman. And they would ask, how do you know this, so many pastimes? So he would tell, these are my pastimes. He would tell that these are my pastimes. But by the power of illusory energy, nobody could understand that he is the same Lakshmana, he is the same Balaram, who has appeared as Lord Nityananda. So in this way, these pastimes were happening in Eka Chakra. Now we have ISKCON temple there, and there are devotees there and trying to develop that place. And when Lord Nityananda was 12 years of his age, at that time Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvipa. And he made some kind of sound, kara something, Nityananda. Because he knew that Lord Chaitanya has appeared and the mission has to begin. And by the power, his own mystic power, one sannyasi came to the house of Hadaya Pandit. He was a wandering mendicant. He was going from one place to another. And he stayed at the house of Hadaya Pandit. And throughout night, they were discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And Nityananda was also there. And next day morning, he was going to leave. So at that time, that sannyasi asked something from Hriday Pandit. He said that, see, I am a traveling sannyasi. I don't know. Sometimes somebody has to help me. I'm going from various holy places. And I need some assistant. And I see that your son, Nityananda, he's a very nice boy. He's very cultured, disciplined, and he has very good qualities. Please send him with me. He will also visit holy places and he will assist me also. So when Hriday Pandit heard this, that his sannyasi is asking my life. He is not asking for my son, but he is asking to give my life. So he went to his wife Padmavati and told that this is the request of this sannyasi. And at that time the culture of respecting the sadhus, respecting the sannyasis was the highest, the topmost. They could give up their lives, but they had to follow their words. And he remembered the similar kind of incident had happened at the time of Lord Ram. When Vishwamitra Muni came and he asked for Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman to come along with him. Because there were so many demons in the forest, they were troubling. And for Dasharath Maharaj, it was such a painful decision. But he had to allow that. He allowed Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman to go along with Vishwamitra. So Hriday Pandit also remembered that same incident, that Dasharath Maharaj followed that. So even I had to follow. I cannot say no to this sannyasi. And when he went to his wife, she said that you do whatever best you think. And ultimately he had to allow Lord Nityananda to go with that unknown sannyasi. And when he was going, he was just looking at Nityananda that he is going. He couldn't believe that Lord Nityananda is going. And he just kept gazing at him till the time he vanished from the horizon. And it is explained that he was so much into that pain of separation that even the trees and the woods, the stones, they started melting. They could feel the pain of in the heart of Hriday Pandit. And in this way, almost for 3 months he did not eat anything. Somehow there, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he survived. But afterwards, he could not bear the feelings of separation. And even the villagers in that dham, Ekachakra dham, almost everyone left that place. And that place became almost like a ghost town. So he allowed, Hriday Pandit allowed him to go. Lord Nityananda, he had different mission. Of course, when Lord Nityananda went, he just did not go. Because of that feeling of separation, he was there always in the heart of Hriday Pandit. So, this kind of stories or this kind of pastimes, you are able to understand. Because somebody has documented all those. Even after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, there was so much of disturbance. And almost all the Goswamis, they were thinking that, Raghunath Das Goswami especially, he was thinking that, let me commit suicide. Because what is the use of living? But some of the other Goswamis, they told, no, you should write. Then he went to Vrindavan, he started reciting, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he started in his late age. Lord Nityananda came to his dream and told him to go to Vrindavan. Even he was in his late 90s. That time Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took up that difficult journey of going to Vrindavan. And there he penned down the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the life of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore we can see that these books are available now. So that is the greatest mercy we are receiving, and that was made possible in the recent age by Srila Prabhupada. Even Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he had difficult time to even procure one copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was searching, and after a lot of struggle he found one copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then he wrote Amrit Prava Bhashya, and his son Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj elaborated more. So we can see that this kind of spiritual opulence we are receiving. Krishna is allowing us to give that kind of spiritual opulence in our lives. So Krishna is already in our lives. We need to just realize it. And how we'll realize? By being in that mood of servant of the servant of the servant. Trunadapi sunichina tarurapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. When we practice this, then the process will become very easy. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Anybody has any questions? Mataji, please comment something. Thank you. Grantharaj, anybody has any questions or comments?
Thank you for speaking about Lord Nityananda. Now we can try to continuously think about him until February 18th, his appearance day. So thank you for planting the seed.
Thank you. I just connected because Srila Prabhupada is the empowered representative of Lord Nityananda. I just thought of giving that. And of course Lord Nityananda Tradish is coming soon. So it's a good meditation. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.